by Erchin also. If somebody says, Erchin alive, like the value of myself, the Torah says how much you're worth, you want him to give that to the Hegdish. So maybe Yechalav Zekim, Talmud, the Pesach says, if you're nursing us, Erchin, you have to give it. So you see here clearly that there's a Chiv Achrayus on it. Now, Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbo, means to say it's Chulin until you give it to the Gizbo, meaning Yechayav Achrayusan. The Be'erchin, until you give it to the Gizbo, not yet Yechayav at all. It says clearly, you have the Be'erchin, there is a Chiv Achrayus. So if you lose the money, you have to give new money. You're not yet Yechayav altogether until it's called Chulin, Achiyavu de Gizbo. So, you see clearly, even my Erchin also Yechayus. And what's the true? El Ravi Yitna, if you don't have anything healthy, this is what they meant to say. But only of Amina, I mean, it's like this. Only of Amina. How come that everybody agrees, be Erchin? Ah, the Afagav, the Yom Elayim, is not saying the word Elay. Still Mechayus. They say the Pasuk says, the Nosem Aserka, Chokun, Heng, the Yetcha, Shiova, the Gizbo. Right, Lechon Chumin, until you give it to the Gizbo. So everybody agrees that by Erchin, even though you don't say the word Elay, still Yechayus. Then it says, Chayim Nebekisei, Tore Rabbanel of this. First it says, Ki Yikora, Tam Tzipa Lefanecha, when you meet up with the nest. Is not Tam and other person say, Ki Yikora, Tam Tzipa, but we should know the person says, Shal for Shalach HaSein, you have to send away the money, the mother. Be Yasabon, Tikro Chor, and the kids you can take for yourself. Yechla, I want to say, Yachso, the home of the Gvoyis, maybe you have a chiyuv to go in the mountains or in the hills, in the mountains or in the hills here, Kadesh Yim Sekan, that you should have to go and meet up with the Khan to do this mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to go find the Khan. Talmud, the Pesach says, no, Kiyikoya, if it happens to be, the Mu'il of Fenecha Khan, but if it happens to be, you find the Khan in front of you, and you see the mother on top of the eggs, there's a mitzvah now, don't take the eggs, but send the mother away. Yes. Now, the Pesach says the word Khan, meaning Nikol Makam. Rashi says, I feel it by four chech, even with one babe chick, or the babe tzachas, because not the mafnisim. I don't know if they have two or three, even with one. Kan nekomokum. Tzipa, now the Mishnah says, Tzipa toy of loy tmeya. When the Pesach says, she call it kan tzipa, tzipa means, Tzipa toy, or a toy dik one, for loy tmeya, not a tmeya, it says in the Mishnah. Now, lefonecho, the Pesach says, she call it kan tzipa lefonecho, means the shifa yachid. If you find it, even in the Shisha Yachud, like the Kamecha Mash the Shisha Yachud, going to the parties to the Sodi Shayna Mishtameris, and the field is not washed, then the Kanyu Lechatzeira, in the order of the owner, is not claiming this Kan, the Lad Mizumino, because if the owner would claim it, it's called Mizumin, you wouldn't have a Mitzvah Shlecha Kan. So the Kamecha means you found it in the Shisha Yachud, and the place where the field was open, that the owner of the field was not claiming this nest. Then it says, Kikola Khantib of Necha Baderach. Baderach means even Mishus Rabin. Yeah. Be Lonis, Minahem that you find around the trees. Talmen of the Cholites, any tree. The Baderach, Sikh, the most one in the ditch, Minahem Talmen of Oyaloits, even on the ground. The Chizmos of Chashir, the Chimiach, Hashir, Sophim of Abbas Kodosh, the Chimiach, 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 Samara says, Lord, no, teach us, not there, just like the Derech, Shayna Kona B'yotcha, you don't own it, of course, Shayna Kona B'yotcha, you don't own it, can't be a kind of a nest that you own. In Kanam, where you learned, that Yoni Shodav, Yoni Aliyah, Shekonu, the Tfichim, Rebiris, the Avodim, the Tanagodim, Shekonu, the Pardis, Kayov, the Shaluach, Iwakai, the Shaluach. So again, in Kanam, here we learned that Yoni Shodav, the pigeons are the shavuach, the yoni aliyah shekolamu, that they recolu these things. So it means close in mind, you don't own them. Yechai mishlecha kan. Rashi says, then the shekolamu b'shavuach. Well, at the end of the prayer, the moment is the question, who is it? Yechot, so yekon yechotah should be kaina. But call upon him with all my cases, we don't own it. First, the tfichim, the bovis, the avosim, the anagolim, shekolamu, the padif. Everything is chai mishlecha kan. Because you don't own them. But the tefichim means shemaisnu them to beiros katanis, small pitches, or beiros, the beiros or migdal ear. Shekhodna the Pardish means shemodu, they ran away from you, and now they're not in your house anymore. So in this case, yechayiv in shlechakan. So the more it says though, but I will tell them the betecha bayit, and say they made their nest inside the house, that you own it. V'chein yon yad risayis are also called domestic ones. They're part of the shliach, you're part of the shliach kan. Kit shliach kan is only birds that you do not own, and none of them in your share, so you own them. Oma ma, what we just said before, ma, that was just like the road, shen konu biyotchi, you don't own it. Of course, shen konu biyotchi, you don't own it. Holomu liweni, this pasuk for mechikor and akko. Someone says, no, kikor a problem is human. That means not something that you set there, you set it aside there. You're going to quote whatever the question is. Normally, if you call an afko, you call platinum is in it. Like we learn now, platinum is in it. We're going to quote the kasha. So what do you have to know the pesach for to say derech? The yod, the fenecha. What did the word the fenecha for? Ever, the fenecha, la su yisho, the fenecha, it was in front of you, umodu. And it ran away, it rebelled. And now when you find it outside, there is a mitzvah shlocha kan. So, the derech of Teyus could have yudah. The yod, the rav, Kavuda Omarav, Yom Rav Yudah Omarav, Motra Kan B'Yam. Let's see, you find the Kan B'Nes B'Yam in the ocean, Chai B'Shluach. Shem, the Pesach says, Kerema Hashem, Hanesim B'Yam Derech. So see, the word Yam is also called a Derech. That's the Kiddush of the word Derech here. Not that if you don't own it. That we know from Yikora. But the Derech, it's just even the Yam. And the Miyat, the Sedigmah says, Motra Kan B'Shemam, you find the Kan B'Shemam in the Chiv, Derech Nosher B'Shemam Echonam Yidim Chayi B'Shloch HaKan Derech Nosher Ikri Derech Stom Ikri is not called Stom Derech Omer Le'om Alei Tufne Levat Masno Mot V'Kan Brosh Shlod Look at your sound, the Kan Dishnef on top of a person's head. So Rashi said before, Kan B'Shemayim means Oif Nosea Kan B'Yad Asi, a bird that's carrying the nest in the Yavir. Yeah, now the Gemara says, what's going to be the Shiloh? Motz, what's the halacha? Motz, the kan brosh shalod, the mal. Omal, the adom ra roishay. That she says, meaning, even though it's a roish shalod, it doesn't lose its name. Shamim, adom, gufay, adomu. Midlay of the shemot, le kari ofa, vashanam, the aloets, because called aloets. So it says, Moshe minatoy minayin, no Moshe minatoy minayin, b'shigam, hu boso. It says, b'shigam, hu boso. These are also questions that he asked them. Rashi's beyond there show the menu. Minayin and Lamashi Ramos have called them Shabor, Shabor, Sefer Lavoi, Bishigamu, Bishigam, Begmatu, Kumay Moshe. Homin Minatoy Minayin, Haminoites. So the word Haminoites. Esther Minatoy Minayin, Venochi Yasser Asser. Mordechai Minatoy Minayin, Yichsiv, Mordechai, Mosag Minon, Mordechai. You know the Mordechai. So these are the Muslim in the Torah that something will be even before it happened. Then it says, the Yezer, Shalom, is in what source comes, is not called prepared. Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon. Chatoni Hadrisius, that type of a bird. The Chatona, some learn, Hadrisius. Not with a Dalit race, but a raised Dalit. Mandatoni Hadrisius, a raised Dalit first, Hashem Hudis. Mandatoni Hadrisius, Hashem Akhana. Omni Akhana, the Di Chazan, I saw this. The time when she's Sadari. I found 16 rows of them. So the Kitsi saw 16 rows of them. The Pasi Milik, each row was a mil long. The Abikori was screaming out these birds, Kiri Kiri. Heavy Chavana was one of them. The way Heavy Kori, Kiri Kiri. One of the birds was not calling out Kiri Kiri. His Omulah Chavertus, the other one said to it, Simla, you blind one. Amri Kiri Kiri, why don't you say these words, Kiri Kiri? Omri, so the other one said back, Omri Sumo, Amri Kiri Biri, no, said it was Kiri Biri ready. If you ask you, they took that one, and shechted that bird. Omri Vashi Vashi said, Omri Reb Chiyo, Milen Milen. These are stam words. Sakabedech Aleimo, Bin Milen. Rashi says, that's Omri Reb Chiyo, Milen means Divrei Ruachim. Shka Divrei Ruachim, these words never happen. Omri Reb Chiyo says, no, the Chosli, how could it never happen? He said, it did happen. Ela, but Milen Vashi says, that they kshofim. So through Kisha, through magician, that those birds spoke that way. Now, Oif Tomei Potim L'Shleich. Minon Amini, how do we know this? Amna B'Yitzhak Yom Kodav Osset says, Ki Yikora Kantit L'Fanecha. Oif Mash Molon Dein Tor Ben Tomei, true. But Tzipo, Torashkecho, Nikri Tzipo. Tomei Rashkecho, Nikri Tzipo. We never found a bird, a Tomei Dikabur, that's called a Tzipo.
For the word tzipa we know only Torah, not Tami. Toshma, Tavnis called tzipa or kenaf. My love, tzipa means ben Torah, ben Tami. Kenaf means chagovim. Uloi, the fact of pshat, tzipa means Torah, kenaf is Tami. Tami v'chagovim. Toshma, hachaye v'chol ben remes, v'tzipa konof. My love, tzipa means ben Torah, ben Tami. Or kenaf means chagovim. Uloi, no, it's not the pshat, tzipa means Torah. Kenaf, Tami v'chagovim. Toshim again, another pasuk in Bereishis. Kol tzipa, kol konaf. My love, kudu makshinim. That tzipa means any type of bird, even the talmudic one also. So much like the machine, kudu machine, like we answered, that it only means a talmudic bird. Toshim out. The yata ben odin emolit tzipa, kol konaf. My love, kudu yakshin, like we asked the question, it means even a bird is talmudic also. The answer again is like the shninon, that the word tzipa only means a bird this Torah. Rashi says, "Love tzipa tayru mashtoy minei the kraftos suya tamein chagovim." So, kitzur the digas in the word tzipa is always used to be a talmudic one and not a talmudic bird. All right, we'll stop here.